Jerry Bader Show, 1025, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Yes, I mentioned Wausau. I did mention Wausau. Talking about Central Wisconsin's robust craft brew industry. Wausau has Bull Falls Brewery and two brew pubs, Red Eye Brewing Company and Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, part of a Madison-based group. Marathon County's fourth craft brewer, North Abbey Brewing Company, is opening in Mosinee. Now, I argue Wisconsin should get in on the craft brew boom. How did people not hear me say Wausau? I said Wausau. I didn't name all of them by name until just now. But anyway, emailers love this idea. Yeah, wineries as well. And you are seeing this, some of these tours with wineries. Right now, Dane County, their local beer market, is 20% craft. The Journal Sentinel repeats what I think is a false number of 8% nationwide. I believe the craft market has more than that. I believe it's approaching 15 to 20%. Here's where I think this would become. Here's what I'm proposing if you're just joining us. I'm proposing making Wisconsin famous for craft beer. Jason, if I say bourbon, what state do you think of? Now, I know you're going to get this one right. No. That's okay. Kentucky. Kentucky bourbon. Tennessee, I'll accept that answer, but Kentucky. Kentucky bourbon. My wife sent an email. She knows someone who just came back from a bourbon distillery tour in Kentucky, almost identical to what I'm talking about here. You know where this is going to be controversial, right? Wisconsin's reputation for binge drinking. Well, we don't want to be famous for beer. We were famous for beer, and look what it got us. We're the binge drinking capital of the world. We can't have that. And this, I will tell you, Scott Walker wouldn't be in favor of this. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism wouldn't be in favor of this. Nobody's going to want to be famous for craft brews. I think it's a ridiculous mistake. I believe it's a growing field. I believe it's much more than 8% of the market right now. I honestly believe. Look, do you think the big boys would be trying out their little craft brands? You don't worry about something that's taking 8% of the market. You do worry about something that's taking 15 to 20% of the market. I know what the reluctance here would be, and I'm going to pursue this. I'm going to write about this at other places. I'm going to pursue this. And some of you may take offense to this. There are two perceptions of craft brew. Remember the stupid ad for Buffalo Wild Wings where the guy made his own beer? Okay. Craft brew is actually kind of snobbish. There's a snobbish element to it. The British are recognizing us for the first time in beer. They used to laugh at our beer. This is, I'm going to tell you, this is more upscale. Craft brew tends to be more expensive. You'd be bringing significant tourism dollars to the state. Some of the tourism attractions that I mentioned might be reluctant, likely would be reluctant, to associate with the beer industry, even the craft brew industry. One emailer says Scott might support it. Craft brews don't have the same stigma. I don't know. But I will tell you right now, it would be politically incorrect because it's beer. We are missing such a golden opportunity. This is only going to continue to grow. Let's be as famous. And you can tie the select cheeses in with beer. This is just so perfect. Skiing in the winter. Dells in the summer, Gulf in the summer. I mean, Packers already has Liney's because of their association with Miller. And unlike some people, I think at least some of Liney's products are craft beer, even though they're owned by Miller. Most of the email that we've received has been very supportive of this. I'm going to push this. I think we should become famous for this. I think it's a growth industry, and I think it's not too late. We have an opportunity to own it. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.